In a Chicago school, an hour or so before spring vacation begins, teacher Daniel Ferry shares these moments of anticipation and distraction from his classroom.
We were watching Animal Farm on the next to the last period of the day before spring break. The old videotape was in terrible shape. The picture kept breaking into snow and loud static each time the sound spiked. The kids were doing the best they could to sit like small Zen masters and ignore the static storm, but it stormed often because we were watching a cartoon version from 1952, and 1952 is inconceivably long ago to them. The lights are off, and the late afternoon sun extrudes through the blinds. It sits in weak slivers across our desks. Larry got up to get a tissue from the box, which, for good reason, I keep in the farthest corner of the room. When the sun slivers touch us, they bounce, and they make white arcs across our backs. Larry, tissue to nose, squared his feet and faced us as if saying, "Go ahead, hit my stomach." The white arcs on our backs carry none of the sun's heat, only its promise. Larry inhaled, closed his eyes, hunched his shoulders, ready to blow. Larry is a big boy. A sparrow's shadow flicks across a desk, then across the white arcs spanning two girls' backs. When Larry finally blew, our attention hit pause, like it does when an airplane passes low overhead, or when a baby cries, such small and terrible acts of God or fate, which we know we can and will endure. They are finite, while the human will to endure is not. The sparrow has landed in the tree outside my window. We can tell because its shadow breaks the sliver of light across Rose's desk. Then Larry reached for another tissue. When he did, the whole room stiffened, transformed from our state of mild wonder to one of pleading horror. "Turn around, please, Larry. Fire the next one toward the door, won't ya?" Larry's second blast resonated like a tuba filled with milk. We were left shaken, annoyed, in grudging wonder, everyone but the sun. It sits outside with a bird. After the bell rang, I stood next to Larry and made a point not to look him in the eye or even make it totally clear that I was talking to him, even though we were the only ones still in the room. I mentioned that he might want to turn away from us next time he blows his nose, since that would be more charming. He said, "Okay," and then he gathered his books. No big deal. The sun is just a little bit lower now. Its slivers are a cooler white. The bird is gone.
Daniel Ferry teaches sixth grade. He comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.